Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long joins us from the capital city of Columbus. Dwayne, it's actually kind of nice out.
Oh, it is. The weather's turned on us. It's really nice. And, you know, it's not too – it got crazy hot there for about a week. And then it I mean, it was looking like August around here, but now it's calmed down, sun's out, loving it.
We did not have spring. We went from 50 to 85. We will enjoy what may be a brief respite in the weather. We will also enjoy getting back into Dwayne's too deep dive. We have done a number of position groups, quarterbacks and running backs, wide receivers and tight ends. We've done the offensive line. Last week, we did the defensive line. So it makes sense that today we will work on the linebackers. Now, this is a position group that has been much maligned or was much maligned before last season. Last year was a tremendous improvement. The depth chart for the Fiesta Bowl, the will or the weak side linebacker was Malik Harrison. The middle linebacker was listed as Tough Borland or Baron Browning. And the strong side linebacker, or the SAM, was Pete Werner. But strong side just means you line up where the tight end is. Malik Harrison's backups at the Fiesta Bowl, Kevon Pope or Taraja Mitchell. Tough and Baron were backed up by Dallas Gant, and Pete Werner's backup was Justin Hilliard. I only mention one name that no longer exists on the roster. That is Malik Harrison. He will be in Baltimore, exceeding his draft position. So when we go through it, we need to go to the weak side linebacker and find a starter. Then you got to decide how you want to line up at middle linebacker and strong side backer. So the hole is Malik Harrison. Your classic local three-star from Columbus, see Darren Lee and Pat Elflein that came here and turned himself into a millionaire. Let's set up weak side linebacker going forward. Now, who do you believe will start? And then take us through the backups.
In the one outside spot, you know, you got so many guys out there. Harrison logged so many reps, and we didn't see a lot of guys. But, you know, the guy that just stood out to me is Pope. Pope, whenever he was on the field, he was around the football. He was making tackles. He's making plays. So I just got a gut feeling it could be him. They could put the one linebacker who was actually playing the most, the backup that was playing the most at the end of the year was Justin Hilliard. And I've always been a big fan of his. And, you know, just he was one of the greatest linebackers I've ever seen play in Ohio high school football. Just outstanding both run versus pass, attacking the line of scrimmage as a rush in. He was they put his hand in the dirt every now and then or just blitz him. And he was just a special football player. Injuries have just devastated his career. But he finally was healthy for an entire year. And that's saying a lot. I mean, this guy was a senior. And he had just never – it just major injuries. Bicep tears on each arm. Just what a mess. His body has just revolted against him. And here's the wild card in Justin Hilliard, and that is that this is such a high character kid that he could be named a captain. I'm not going to be surprised at all if he is named a captain. You know, he's been around here. He's a veteran, and like I said, just high character had so much to do with his recruitment. You get a great athlete and you get a great kid. That's the daily double, you know, that's what you want to see. So, and then when you're talking about a captain, you want that captain on the football field. So that could be a determining factor fans should pay attention to. If he's named a captain, don't be surprised if that gives him a bump up the depth chart. You know, these guys are, you know, we got some young guys. We got some guys that just need to be on the football field. So those are the guys, though, that I could see him kicking Taraja Mitchell out there some, too, because that kid just runs to the football. And they've just absolutely determined, let's move on, Dan. Let's move on to middle linebacker. Because, that plays – Taraja Mitchell came here as a middle linebacker. That's where he's played mostly. Well, they just seem to be absolutely adamant that Tough Borland's going to be on the field. And, you know, I don't know how many people are actually fans of Tough Borland. I've just seen him not be what we need him to be too many times. And then behind him, they got Baron Browning. And the truth is, I could say the same thing about him. He just does not – he complete opposite reasoning, though. Baron Browning is one of the most physically gifted kids that's come into this program at linebacker. He just does not seem to be finding his way. Tough Borland's in there because his brain, he's making it happen in his brain. It's just his body is not responding well enough. Browning, he is, if he's got it figured out, he's going to be there. I still think we could experiment with him rushing the passer. He said, you know, just turn his athleticism loose. That's one thing about moving down to end from linebacker. The thinking is not as important. Just go. Make a play. Beat the guy in front of you and make something happen. That's all you're worried about. You're not reading. You're not, you know, you're just making a play. So I could see him doing that. He may be better off. I could see that being his pro position, actually, defensive end. We get him over there. I think he could help us. And that makes room for Taraja Mitchell. But also keep this name in mind, Buckeye Nation, Liam Eichenberger, or Eichenberg. He, that kid coming out of high school, you know, he was one of those that we came in later on. But if you just wanted a middle linebacker, I tell you who he reminds me of coming out of high school is A.J. Hawk. Just a kid that you know, he may not throw a huge 40 time on you, but the kid just finds the football, beats blockers, and makes tackles. Keep him in mind. He was not healthy last year. I believe that especially if we give Browning more time at end, and I think that could be so successful that they may say, well, let's just keep him over there. That opens up that depth chart. You get Mitchell in there, and it gives Eichenberg time to get on the football field. Keep that name in mind.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, tackle strong side linebacker.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back. Pete Werner was the starter at strong side linebacker last year. Pete is a very interesting guy in that he's been kind of maligned by some. There are others who think he's fantastic. We had a pro scout tell us they believe he's going to get picked in the second or third round. He is actually a better cover linebacker than you may think. If you look at his statistics from last year, he was a standout. I would be shocked if Pete Werner did not start at strong side linebacker. Do you agree? And if so, who backs him up?
I fall into the category of I think he's fantastic. So overlooked as a player. Yeah, he's going in the second or third round. The NFL will figure it out. Fans haven't, if you're not a Pete Werner fan. The kid is as good a linebacker as we've seen in coverage here. I mean, with this thing, it's really starting to dawn on people that linebackers now, it's not about hitting the line of scrimmage and tackling. It's about you got to have the athleticism, the speed to cover, the instincts to cover. Pete Werner, I've had fans in particular privately contact me about the Penn State game. And I'm saying, that Penn State tight end, who didn't he beat up on? He's incredible. That kid is gonna be making millions of dollars in the NFL for years.
Yeah, Pat Freiermuth, stud.
Yeah, it just don't bring a guy like that up. He was physically outmatched. The one thing that I told people to look at, watch where Pete Warner was in coverage. He was right on him. He wasn't getting beat. The guy is just a beast. And you know, Warner, it was a physical mismatch. What is he, Dan, 6'6", 6'7", 250 pounds, can jump out of the stadium? I mean, the guy's an incredible athlete. That's why that happened. It wasn't Pete Warner. It was just how good that kid was. Pete Warner is an outstanding football player. The only way he's not the starting linebacker here on the outside is if he gets hurt. Now, I want to see more Dallas Gant. Dallas Gant is an incredible athlete himself, probably even better athlete than Pete Warner. We want to see more of him. That's who I think is going to be the one that's going to come in there and help this football team. And you know, he was one of those kids that's always around the ball, too. You always see him when he's on the field, he's around the football. And that's just one of those things you want to see in a linebacker. Find the football, get there quickly. So I think we're going to be pretty good at linebacker. The big problem is tough Borland. It's just hasn't worked. I just don't think he's up to the job. They keep throwing him in there, and everybody's seeing the kid make mistakes. I'd love to see him be what they want him to be, but we just haven't seen it yet. It's that simple. And like I said, with Browning, same thing. Okay. For different reasons, these guys have just not been what we want them to be. And they're at the end of their careers. They need to, I don't think Borland is going to be an NFL player. Somebody may take Browning just on his athleticism and try to fit him in somewhere. You know, that's, John Gruden's always said, find three or four things for him to do. He's that kind of a football player or that kind of athlete. So, I still got some questions about what's going on in the middle. Let's see Taraji Mitchell. Let's let Liam Eichenberg get in there and show why we offered him a scholarship.
Yeah, like we discussed, despite having everybody back on the depth chart but Malik Harrison, it doesn't seem like it's etched in stone like you think it would be. We do actually have confidence, though, that Al Washington and Greg Madison will get this figured out. That was not the case several years ago, so we are in good hands. You are in good hands with Dwayne doing the depth chart. He'll be back next week with the secondary. Have a good one, Buck Cutters.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.